Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Poland raising awareness about Falun Gong at tourist sites. Research on China's organ harvesting crimes presented at Harvard Bioethics Conference. Bulgaria, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance art exhibit tour begins at Queen's Palace by the seaside. Norway and Russia, introducing an ancient meditation practice in Northern Europe. Court-appointed lawyer demands acquittal of Falun Gong practitioner. And Peru, Falun Gong groups invited to participate in Community Health Expo. Now for the stories.
Poland, raising awareness about Falun Gong at tourist sites. With the arrival of spring and more tourists and local residents filling the streets of Warsaw, Falun Gong practitioners in Poland have been holding activities every Saturday and Sunday at Old Town Market Square and the Copernicus Monument. They introduce Falun Gong with an exhibition in Chinese, Polish, and English languages and collect signatures on a petition calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong by the Chinese Communist Party. Their tireless work has received great support. One gentleman from India was alarmed about learning of the persecution of Falun Gong. While signing the petition, he said to a practitioner, "I will go online and tell my friends to come sign the petition. The world needs justice, morality, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The Communist Party's violation of human rights is unacceptable. Organ harvesting shouldn't be allowed to exist in the world." A gentleman from Korea read the Falun Gong exhibition display carefully. He told a practitioner in Chinese, "The Communist Party is so wicked. I would like to sign the petition to support you. I support Falun Gong." A tourist from Ukraine deeply sympathized with the Falun Gong practitioners who are facing persecution. He said, "Millions of Ukrainians have also died as a result of communism." He signed the petition with tears in his eyes. One man who was a local resident stopped to view the exhibition. He told a practitioner, "What you are doing is very important and very much needed. You should tell all people about this, especially all departments in Poland involved in organ transplantation. Harvested organs shouldn't be allowed to enter Poland, nor should our citizens go to China for organ transplants. It's critical for all people to know about this crime. I never participate in any signature collections, but today is an exception. I will sign. All people of conscience should support you. Supporting you is supporting justice."
Research on China's organ harvesting crimes presented at Harvard Bioethics Conference. David Mattis, a leading researcher of China's organ harvesting crimes, participated in Harvard Medical School's annual Bioethics Conference in Boston on April 13, 2018. He spoke about transplant abuse in China and outlined justifications that some members of the global transplantation profession have used to engage with their Chinese counterparts. Mr. Mattis is an international human rights lawyer. Since 2006, he has written extensively on the harvesting of organs from Falun Gong practitioners as part of the communist regime's persecution of the spiritual discipline. After Mr. Mattis gave his presentation, participants had an opportunity to ask questions. Some of them were aware of transplant abuse in China and wanted to stay current on the issue. The day before the Harvard conference, Mr. Mattis also spoke to students and faculty at Wellesley College, a women's liberal arts college located west of Boston. Mr. Mattis also spoke at an event commemorating the milestone of 300 million resignations from the Chinese Communist Party, which was held in Boston's Chinatown on April 14th.
Bulgaria, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance art exhibit tour begins at Queen's Palace by the seaside. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, international exhibition was held at two different locations in the beautiful Bulgarian seashore city of Balchik, which is about 30 miles north of Varna, the sea capital of Bulgaria. A former palace and residence of Queen Marie of Romania hosted the exhibition on March 30th through April 8th. All the paintings were displayed on the stone wall of the cultural center, attracting a majority of the tourists who came to visit the cultural landmark. Among them were guests from Bulgaria, Romania, Russia, Israel, and other countries. Captivated by the painting's power, some visitors left comments in the guest book. One family who visited the exhibition wrote, "In Bulgaria, we know too little about Falun Dafa. This truthfulness, compassion, forbearance applies to all human beings. United by this principle, humankind will change and will achieve inner peace and harmony in the universe. We are impressed by the talented exhibition, inspired by personal experiences. It's impressive and memorable. There is a lot to think about." The exhibition was later displayed at the city's art gallery on April 10th through the 13th. The visitors, mainly students, were impressed by the beauty of the paintings, as evidenced by their comments in the guest book. One visitor noted that when one acts according to his good side, good things happen to him. Conversely, if someone is being led by his evil side, he has a lot of misfortune. The visitor added that one must act well in the present, as tomorrow could be too late. The Zhen Shan Ren art exhibit will be displayed in the Bulgarian cities of Dobrich, Burgas, Plovdiv, Varna, Stara Zagora, and Sofia through mid-July.
Norway and Russia, introducing an ancient meditation practice in Northern Europe. As spring advances, more people are attending cultural and health-related events to explore new areas of self-improvement. This report includes some recent reports from Norway and Russia. Norway. The Equality, Inclusion, and Networking Organization is a volunteer multicultural organization that promotes equality and inclusion for minorities across ethnicities, religions, and cultures. Participants from 5 countries in the organization learned about Falun Dafa on April 6th. After learning Norwegian at the organization for 3 months, one practitioner mentioned Falun Dafa during a class discussion focused on health. Both the instructor and other participants were curious about it, and a workshop was arranged for people to learn about the ancient meditation system from China. During the workshop, a practitioner spoke about the improvements to her mental and physical health that she had enjoyed over the past over 20 years, thanks to practicing Dafa. She explained that the exercises improve physical health, while the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance help to cultivate a person's character. Russia. During Healthcare Week in the Republic of Bashkortostan on April 3rd through 6th in Ufa, Russia, local Falun Dafa practitioners talked with participants and introduced the peaceful practice to them. Over 30 scientific forums took place at the 4-day event. By reading posters and pamphlets, as well as chatting with practitioners, many people learned how Falun Dafa has benefited practitioners in more than 100 countries. Some were especially interested in the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. A few attendees tried the exercises. Feeling energetic and refreshed, they thanked the practitioners for sharing this valuable information with the community. A reporter from a Bashkortostan television station interviewed practitioners and reported about Falun Gong on the local TV news. The host of the event made special mention of the practitioners, thanking them for introducing the practice of Falun Dafa to those in attendance.
Court-appointed lawyer demands acquittal of Falun Gong practitioner. A Guangzhou city resident detained for her faith was doing her assigned task at the local detention center when she was suddenly brought to the local courthouse. The presiding judge asked Ms. Wang Jiafang, "Do you admit guilt? If not, I'll sentence you to at least 3 years in prison." The 54-year-old woman replied, "I am not guilty. Why should I admit guilt?" The judge then changed his tone. "You're right. We won't be able to find out whether or not you are guilty until after the trial." Ms. Wang was arrested in October 2017, less than 1 year after she finished serving 9 years for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Ms. Wang's court-appointed lawyer agreed with her during the latest trial. The lawyer argued that no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong and that Ms. Wang should never have been prosecuted for exercising her constitutional right to freedom of belief. The lawyer demanded her acquittal. Court-appointed lawyers in Falun Gong cases are often instructed to enter guilty pleas for detained Falun Gong practitioners. It was very courageous of Ms. Wang's defender to defy the judge's order and to seek justice. Ms. Wang used to be an associate professor of mathematics at Guangzhou University. She had a son who suffered from congenital heart disease, and she became interested in Falun Gong after hearing numerous stories about the practice's miraculous healing power. She and her son decided to give Falun Gong a try. The boy's condition improved significantly, which cemented Ms. Wang's determination to practice Falun Gong. Ms. Wang held firm to her faith. She lost her job after she was released and was arrested several more times in the years that followed. She was sentenced to a 9-year prison term after her arrest in September 2007. Ms. Wang resumed her efforts to tell people about the persecution of Falun Gong after she was released. She was once again arrested in October 2017 and is now being held at the Yushu District Detention Center, where she has been suffering from abdominal pain since an inmate kicked her repeatedly.
Peru. Falun Gong groups invited to participate in Community Health Expo. Falun Gong practitioners in Peru were invited to take part in a health expo for the middle-aged and elderly on April 8, 2018. The event was hosted by the government of the Seaside Magdalena del Mar district and held in a park named Parque González Prada in Lima, the capital of Peru. Some exhibition booths offered free medical examinations, some promoted health foods, and some provided various kinds of disease prevention counseling and treatment. Falun Gong practitioners had a booth to introduce the practice and were also invited by the organizers to demonstrate the exercises on the center stage of the exhibition. When Falun Gong practitioners performed the 5 sets of Falun Gong exercises on the exhibition center stage, some in the audience followed along to learn the movements. Patricia Wong, the second person in charge of the health department of the Magdalena District Government, made a special trip to the Falun Gong booth to talk with the practitioners and thank them for participating in the exhibition. She said she hoped that the practitioners would continue to participate in their community activities and let more people know about such a good practice. At the end of the expo, clinical health psychiatrist Dr. Julia Alvarado told a practitioner that she was very interested in Falun Gong because she believed that its principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance could bring about real health and peace of mind. She said she wanted to learn more about the practice. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.